So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
And the people who like me hate you. So everybody, fasten your seatbelts. It's East Bay Insiders with Steve Tavares and Sean Wilson, starting now. And we are back, and we are in a new location. We are in the heart of the Tri-Valley, the land of malls and big dick sporting goods.
Oh, I know where you was going with that, man.
They got that's a big one.
It's
over there.
Big
right
one.
Over here?
Yeah. No, it's a big one. Yep.
And then you got, if you noticed, of course, I'm Steve Tavares.
And I'm Sean Wilson.
And
we're back. We're back.
We are here in we're in suburbia.
Suburbia.
I am looking at a giant development of McMansion, and over to the right there's a Dick's Sporting Goods.
There's a Dick's
Sporting Goods. And right across the street, this is no joke. Right across the street is what restaurant?
BJ's.
Amazing.
And you got a Nordstrom Rack. So you got the Rack, you got BJ's, and you got Dick's.
Oh, so, that's a developer that's with a sense of humor, right?
Right.
Well, we're here, and so we're going to, again, it's election time, and that's what I promise everybody when we get, further into this podcast, you're going to see that not only is it what everybody's calling it, fun podcast, that's good, that's what we're hearing, fun. Informative. It's going to be even more informative. When we get, because nobody's going to talk about that race. We're like almost 2 months till the voting starts for the March primary in the Alameda County Board of Supervisors, District 1 seat. These things, this never gets open. This is a big thing. Nobody's going to talk about what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little bit of the A's and the lawsuit being dropped. Maybe if you want to propose some trades or drop any council members in the first ever Fantasy City Council League, and we're talking
maybe
about some Congress people, and but
maybe I got a trade for you, man.
Oh, okay. I'll see. I will think about it, and we'll revise some rules because we missed a couple things there. But we're gonna, so everybody knows, we're on the up and up on some rule changes or rule fixes, amendments. We'll make an amendment
to the league.
Do I have a motion? So let's start. How do you spell Wychowski? Come on,
come
do
on,
it.
Man.
Do
Whycowski. Wychowski.
That's almost how he incorrectly spells it.
No, but I know how to spell it though. That's right. I know how to spell it though. Seriously, I know how to spell it the right way. He had a really clever mail piece that first time he ran, I think for city council or for assembly. But it was a really good, catchy, where he had a cow on skis.
Yeah, I was trying to look for that.
That was a snappy. It was snappy. It was really snappy.
Because you remember when he ran for Congress and he files and his name is incorrectly spelled. And I was like, that is the most Bob Wychowski thing I ever seen. Spells his runs for Congress and he files his papers with the FEC, and he spells his name wrong. I forget how he misspelled it, but it's a hard one.
It's a tough one to spell.
I tried to look up because it was like a question mark and a cow.
Yeah,
to teach people how to like. Hooked on phonics style.
But it was smart. It was catchy, man. Look, we're still talking about it 10 to 12 years later, right? So it made an impact.
Maybe he has like a card in his wallet. That's what he refers to it. How do I say my name? Say my name. So he got a shot in the arm. Not a flu shot, but a shot in the arm with SEIU, local 10-1, and why do they call it 10-1?
I don't know, man. I'm not saying. I'm not that's political suicide. Oh, man. I can't go there. You have any insights on that?
I heard it was that's the time they work. 10-1.
Oh, I see.
10-1.
10-1. Oh, got it.
Yeah, that's they were the original millennials, man.
They were.
Yeah.
I you know what, man? I'm a union guy myself.
Yeah,
my dad was a Teamster.
Me,
my mother
I was
in
a Teamster.
Union. I was a UFCW clerk. And do you have this conflict as I do when you go to the grocery store and you got like maybe 10 items and The line's a little bit long.
Yeah.
You don't have any alcohol, so you could go. You could go to the self-checkout.
Yeah.
But do you? Because do you feel that if you go through the self-checkout that you're taking away a union job, perhaps? See, I do. I get that type of nervousness.
Yeah.
It's part of my life, I guess. But So I don't go. I spend the extra time at the grocery store, and I don't go through the self-checkout. I think about it.
Yeah.
I still know the codes. Bananas are 4011.
Interesting. That's the only, fruit you know.
That's right.
You know the codes to the long foods.
I know onions, man. 6011, I think.
Oh,
white onions. Red onions are 6093. I don't know, man.
To the long foods and the ball side.
Dude, do you have to reference that? Just because there's a pubic hair on my microphone, man. I don't know where you had this thing that late. I've been trying to pick it off.
That was Rokana's mic. Foam.
Nice foam.
Yeah, but
but going back,
I understand that idea about using the checkout, and I swear to God, every time we record, somebody's got to have a motorcycle. I never hear a motorcycle. I don't even think people ride motorcycles anymore, do they? Except
sure they
around
do.
Us. It's like a conspiracy. Anyway, I don't think that. You know what my real thing is? When you use the self-check, I feel like they're thinking I could be stealing.
Well,
that's what I always think, so I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably a good way to steal.
I want to do it, you know? I go Safeway down in Alameda still, even though I moved
to
Oakland.
You still go to Alameda Safeway?
Yeah, on the South Shore.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy, he's special. He's cool. He's special, but he can
functional.
Live his life. Yeah, very, very much. And he's like, I think he's African American, but like light skinned, but he had orange hair.
Oh, that's not bad.
So one time we were there, and he was, you know, bags or plastic or paper.
Paper or plastic.
And I swear, man, he was starting to make the moves on my girlfriend.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of my face. He was making the moves on her.
Hey, man.
He was trying to bag her.
He's trying to bag her. Ding, ding.
I could not believe it. But yeah.
But I got to tell you, though, man, Safeway, if I know someone's get pissed off at this comment, but Safeway does a really good job hiring people that are a little bit funky.
Yeah.
Like, they could be a little autistic. They could be. But they do a really good job hiring them.
Yeah, that's true.
But they get offended when you say you can take it out yourself. Like, they're, sir, do you need help to your cart or to your car? I'm like, I think I got it. Oh, shucks. I'm like, all right, man, come on out. I know it's a nice day. Take my one bag. Go ahead, man. I look like Elite is following this guy carrying my bag, but I don't want to piss him off. And everyone's looking at me like, you can't carry one bag. I'm like, lady, I didn't want to piss him off. He got all upset. Yeah. So, yeah, man, go ahead and take that bag out. And then you don't know if you should give him a dollar or not. You're like, oh, fuck, did I give him a dollar? I don't know, man. So you can't even go to the grocery store anymore.
Yeah, but you know, so that's kind of like white people think. Well, you're talking about, I'm going to... I will buy a metal cup, and I will save the world instead of... Here's my metal cup full of diseases because I didn't clean it right and bring it into Pete's, right? And they're like, you know, mixing it all. And all of a sudden, I got, you know, some kind of disease, E. coli, because they think they're saving the world. That's kind of like I feel like with the self-check and then say, oh, save a union job, bro, whatever. I'm more like, I will not go to a non-union store.
Oh, I'm
like,
with you
like
on
what,
that.
Sprouts?
Yeah.
Screw those guys, man.
But how come it's okay to go to Target, but it's not okay to go to Walmart? I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But they, you know, the unions will kick your ass if you go to Walmart. But you can go to Target all day.
Well, Walmart, you could get your ass kicked by the clientele. Well, straight up. Like,
I went to, I'm not.
Locos at San Leandro
dude,
Walmart.
I am not fucking lying to you. I went to Walmart not too long ago, and I swear to God this is true. They had so many items that were locked up. That it took me like 3 hours to do my shopping. They had fucking, I'm not lying to you, man. They had soap. Fucking soap. Jergens or whatever. The Dove soap.
Really?
It's like $9. Locked up. I had to wait.
Yeah.
Then they had mouthwash. $10 mouthwash. Locked up. I had to wait. Then they had liquor. Locked up. Got to wait. I mean, everything is locked up. It's like, fuck, I might as well just go spend the extra money at Target.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
I know what you mean. But it was, I hadn't gone for Walmart a long time, so not too long ago in San Leandro.
Started locking
Dave Street,
everything up.
And I was like, I feel a little scared for my life, man. You know, like teardrops, like five teardrops on his face, tattoos. Like, this dude killed a whole family or something. and he's out. And now he's shopping, looking for ironing boards next to me.
That's how many kill shots you have is the number of tiers?
I think, right?
I thought you just one is the, like all you really need on that.
Oh,
that like,
you're in the club, which is
yeah,
one?
Yeah, just one's cool. Like, you get more than one, you're like, you be crying?
I don't know.
One's you just balling up. Like, more than that's like you're crying.
I don't know.
But okay, man, let's go back.
I go the right way. And I've told people this before. And you tell me if this is, if you were to be a restaurant consultant, a restaurant political consultant, is that a subgenre of political consulting?
Let me check my book. Let me check my consulting book. Page 54. Yes, it's there.
Well, this would be what I would tell them, because this resonate with me, or not resonate, but opposite resonate. You know, like a couple years ago when Oakland was the first one to raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
You know, $15 and this and that. And then they'd have the committee meetings in the Oakland City Council. And these restaurant owners were coming and advocating against raising the minimum wage. It was like one who actually did close later, probably because the food's not good. It was in downtown Oakland. He's like, I won't be able to afford paying my workers $12.50. Oh, and then, well, I might have to move to Walnut Creek. And I'm sitting there. I literally sit there and start Googling his restaurant and looking at his menu. And this dude was charging like $22 for vegan rice.
Whoa.
I don't even know what that means, but $22 is probably, that thing probably cost 75 cents to make. It's got some rice.
Not the vegan rice, though, man. That's a little more.
I don't think so.
That's like indoor cultivation right there. That's a little more pricey.
That dude was marking that thing up big time. And all the white people, vegan rice.
I'm eating so healthy.
And he's like pocketing the money. He can't give that to his workers. So those places, when they would go, except for one, which I will name because of full disclosure. But all those, I was like, you're banned. I will never go to your restaurant again, man. You can't even. So your business model based is like NCAA football and basketball. Your business model is based on slavery? 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 Right? So I was like, I'm not going, except for one. When the guy from Fenton's Ice Creamery in Oakland, in Piedmont, what? When he came out and said, I can't pay. I was like, I'm going to act like I didn't hear that. Because I got to go give you
Fenton's.
Oh, my black and white.
Oh, those Fenton's is delicious, man.
Get some crab sandwich.
Yeah, Fenton's
with
is
ice cream. Yeah. Oh, man.
Fenton's is good, man.
Oh, I act like I didn't hear it. But that was a big digression.
Yeah, sorry, man. Going back.
So in this race when it seems like nobody's really running.
Right.
Bob Witkowski, that's a major endorsement. SEIU is backing him. How big is that, and what can they do for him?
Well, it's a good endorsement for the senator. The question will be how involved do they want to become? I mean, it could ultimately be a huge endorsement for him if they come out in droves and walk and do all the things that they're capable of doing. And you know, how does that turn the Central Labor Council? Does the Central Labor Council follow suit with SEIU? Who knows? But it's definitely, if you're the other candidate, you got to look at that and be like, okay, here we go. At some point, you know, when these endorsements start, you know, finalizing, and you know, there's going to be two or three that have the majority of the endorsements, the other one or two has to wonder, you know, am I even going to file? Like, right? Hmm. If I don't have any of the unions, right. No public safety, right? None of the key people. Like, why do I even? Do we need to waste my money on this? Right. Why?
Because you got until
December what?
6th?
Until December 6th to either put up or shut up.
That could happen. But the one that I'm thinking that would be the most likely to do that is not somebody who's just going to quit. They're going to be like raging against the machine. And,
right.
And that's Fremont Council Member Vinnie Bacon. Vinnie?
Okay. You're probably right.
Is that your cousin? Your cousin Vinnie?
My cousin Vinnie. Yeah, man. But, we'll go with that.
But you're right. Because, as I point out, SEIU means soldiers. That means people knock on your door. Like in certain cities, you got public safety in a small city. And they're going to send out the firefighters going to be knocking on the door.
Right.
Handsome, strapping dudes.
Hey,
knocking
man.
On. Vote for so-and-so.
Yes, I will. Sure thing. Would you like to come in from lemonade?
Well, actually not. It's the primary, and it's earlier this year, and it's like 46 degrees right now. I'm very cold. I don't think lemonade.
What do you got in there? Coffee or tea? Is that coffee or tea?
I only drink tea at night.
You only drink tea?
No, when I'm on the roof.
Nice.
Looking at the skyline.
You have rooftop bar?
Not a bar. You just walk up there and say, okay, look at the skyline.
Was your roommate, your neighbor, is he still ripping the bongs?
Yeah, he's busted. I heard he's on his
last warning letter from the admin building.
Yeah, because there's a lot of weed smoke, man. His addiction problem, and they're like, wait a minute now. They're like, how are we going to get this guy out? And then they're like, wait a minute, there is new information. I was like, yeah, this dude, not only that, smoking weed all the time, we have no expectation that our windows can be open without the place smelling like the club down straight. Is that the guy playing music like 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's well built, right?
Right.
I can't hear. I don't know what song it is, but all it sounds like is rumbling bass. And so I think they talked to him. So now it's more like, so
you sure he's not playing the tuba?
So don't play the music. Yeah, he's playing the tuba. So now it's more like his idea, the way this dude's thinking, is millennial, I think.
Millennial.
And his thinking is like, okay, they told me not to play the music at night at, like, it's always, like, clearly past 10. It's not like 10:30. It's like starts at 11, goes to, like, 1:30, rumbling bass. They told me not to do that. Instead, I'm going to just turn it down. But he's still, it's like a car with their speakers, like the whole car is shaking, rumbling. That's what I hear. So it's.
Now you one of the guys that knocked, like, will you like take the broom handling?
No, I did that when I lived in Jack London Square, and it was a former Raider lived right above me, and I did that. And he comes down.
Excuse me, young man.
Yeah.
That broom.
Why? And he asked me, why was I bothering him? He was scared, man. I think he was scared. This dude was like a walking piece of rock. I mean, this dude was like ripped. He was a wide receiver, too.
Really?
Like a kick returner. His name was, last name was Gabriel. This was like 10, 15 years ago. 10 years ago, I mean, or I don't know. It was a while ago. Yeah, I remember he had a big like punt return, kickoff return against the Chargers. Like the dude had.
Well, that shouldn't be hard to look up, man, because that hasn't happened since.
But I knew this dude was going to get cut because this dude was partying all the time. So I was like, this guy is not studying the playbook. He is not going to last long. And sure enough, he did not. But yeah, he come to me.
Yeah, you did.
Tell me, why am I?
why are you making so much noise?
Like, this dude wanted to be like a crossover star because he's playing football. He's in the NFL. And I'm hearing the guy bouncing the basketball around. And he tells me. So I don't do that. And actually, yeah. I did bring it up to the front office, and they actually said, well, you can come and talk to him if you want, or he could send a letter. I was like, I don't think
send a letter.
You should not be telling me to go and confront the neighbor.
Of course, man. You could do that. Be like,
good.
Excuse me, sir, but the pot smoking and the music is just a little too much. Okay, buddy, I'll stop just for you. And let's go have a little mediation services provided by the admin building down here. Because you know they have that.
Yeah,
you know they have tenant mediation.
No, these are anonymous. So unless he's...
Oh, they're anonymous?
This is an anonymous letter.
Oh.
But we're not the only one. We're not the other one. Because when you bring it up, they're like, no. Yes, we know about them.
we've heard from several guests.
Half-baked Hank you're talking about? Yes.
Half-baked Hank. Oh, that's good, man. So look, I don't know if we finished with the race, but yeah, man, going back SEIU, that's good. Yeah. Good endorsement.
Yeah, I want to talk about, because you know the other ones we talked about, Melissa Hernandez in Dublin, mm-hmm. Vice Mayor
in Dublin,
and
yeah,
David Hobart
in Dublin
is the mayor. He's also in the race. We've got Vinny. We didn't talk about much about, other than you were making fun of his name. It's not Vinny, but Vinton.
Vinton.
I want to talk about him because there's a little bit of news. He is. You come out against the A's and the county. The county's selling the half of the Coliseum to the A's. He's against that. As a supervisor, he would not allow it.
Any thoughts? What's the alternative?
Is there any bad side to that stance, though?
I mean, look, I don't have the numbers or I don't have the percentages, but I don't think many counties in this country, in this state, are in the sports business. We happen to find ourselves in one that is. And You know, the question is, do you want to stay in that business or do you want to do what we're charged with? And that is to provide services to those that need them. So, I mean, look, I don't know what's going to happen with the A's. I don't know what's going to happen with that property. We jointly own it, as you know, with the city of Oakland. And they came to us and asked if the county would sell their portion to them. The county said yes. And now they're singing a different tune. I think all in all, it's a sad day for the city of Oakland if they successfully lose all three sports teams. You know, so maybe Vinton's right, maybe he's wrong, but at the end of the day, you know, we don't need to be in that business. I mean, we need to be in the business of delivering healthcare and social services to those that need it. So, you know, we're in the situation. Hopefully it'll get resolved. Either they'll buy our half. I don't know where they're going to get their money from. I mean, but it, you know, look, that that area needs a little shot in the arm in terms of some economic vitality. And I think if we're able to give it over or sell it to the A's and let them do something nice there, it'd be a jewel for the city of Oakland.
Yeah, well, it looks like he's threatened. He's as a Fremont City Council member, and I think what he's going to be talking when he comes over here, Tri Valley, Dublin, when he's trying to get their vote, I think he's trying to do the anti-developer thing that he's known for, and he doesn't get money from the developers or special interest. I think that's what he's trying to thread here. But, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, and this is weird because as a progressive to say, you know, I'm for the developers, I'm with the developers, but man, we got a housing crisis, and I've just noticed, and I only will talk like this on this issue, because I saw what happened with large pieces of land that come open and they need to be developed, like the Alameda Naval Air Station, which is only, I mean, that was like 1995 that was closed. And the city couldn't get itself together because they wanted to develop on their own. Right. And there was stops and starts. And now they kind of figured, hey, let's do it in chunks and we'll do it piecemeal. And now it seems to be kind of moving towards, because right now Alameda, the West End, looks like it could be a set for like The Walking Dead.
Right.
Like it looks like time forgot it and the zombies are going to come out, you know, the St. George gin spirits.
Right.
Or the faction, where if you love your faction, this segment is brought to you by Faction Brewery in Alameda. Do you like your beer served with a scowl? Come to Faction. We have a lot of workers that scowl and act like, man, I wish I'd be playing in my band right now instead of working, slinging beers.
Slinging pints.
Brought to you by Faction.
Faction.
But I kind of think that either it's the A's or somebody else. No, that big-ass piece of land is not going to get developed in a timely fashion if the city or the county's out of it. But if the city were to do it, nah, man, that ain't going to happen. That thing's going to be 30 years. We're going to be like, we could be dead by the time there's something there. It's not going to happen. This is a thing that's so complicated. You need a private developer, I think, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Because if they don't do it, they're going to lose money. So they have an impetus to get the thing done, right? It's not going to pencil out if they sit around like a city might do. And that's a tricky place to develop, I think.
Oh, it's going to be a tricky place to develop, no doubt. I mean, you're going to have a lot of special interest groups that come out, and they're going to want their mitigation for any type of development that happens there. But going back to something that you said, I agree with you, like it's sexy when you're an elected official to say, oh, I don't like developers, I'm anti-development. Or I'm anti-special interest, or I'm all this anti-stuff. But at the end of the day, you being anti-development, where you haven't built a single home in your city for X number of years, then you wonder why your city has the number one cut-through traffic problem, is because you sent all the housing stock out to San Joaquin and Stanislaus County. So you're contributing a little bit to the problem by saying, I'm anti-housing or I'm anti-development. It's funny because there was a discussion had not too long ago where people are trying to figure out what's going to happen in the next 20 years in this region, you know, with traffic, you know, increasing and the jobs housing imbalance that we currently have, like what's going to happen in the next 20 years. And, you know, folks are trying to, you know, dictate, you know, more regional forms of government, which people hate. You know, they want to, you know, try to solve more affordable housing, and each community needs to do more. But when you say, hey, I'm in favor of affordable housing, you know, the community comes in droves, and even in this community, they're like, oh, well, we're done building. They have mine. I got my house. and then they want to recall you. It's like, come on, you can't have it both ways, you know? It's crazy.
Right. I give Vinny Bacon credit on his website, which looks like it's from GeoCities 1996, but still, it's information.
Right.
He put it like his position papers, like for when the A's wanted to move, like what? How long was that? More than 10 years ago, they were thinking about going to Fremont.
Right, yeah.
And he put it out there. So it's the same old thing. But I looked at it, and I also thought it was an interesting idea that he was against, like even though they would kind of pay their freight, the A's would, that he was against the city would have to pay all this like infrastructure, basically to connect that stadium by Noumi to the city. And I was like, well, that's, you would do that if a Noumi were to want to move to Fremont and they're going to pay for their giant, a giant factory. The city would pay for the roads that connect it or whatever we're going to do, a new exit.
Or at least buy them cereal bowls for all their free cereal that they give away.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I understand. So differentiated was like, they're low. That was going to bring low pay, workers, not high pay what they want in Fremont. But, if there was a ballpark there, everybody would know what Fremont is.
Yeah.
Whereas now I still get like people, like if I get somewhere where the reporter is like from another, like from an AP or something, or not around here, they'll ask me, and this has happened many times, would you call Fremont Silicon Valley? They don't know if it is or not. I mean, if part of a stadium tells like whole country,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like who the hell knows where Irving, Texas was before that, if the old Cowboys stadium was right. Not in Irving or I don't know, what's another place like East Rutherford, New Jersey. Where the hell's that? Where's West Rutherford?
Where the fuck is Golden State? I'm still trying to figure out where that city is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no
idea.
It's
not Oakland.
Hey, but what I was going to say is, it's tough being in the position that I'm in because I'm such a diehard fan. Like, I have intimate memories of the Raiders, the Warriors, and the A's. And to see them, what could potentially be all three gone, it's sad, man. I mean, it's really sad to know you'll never be able to take your kid to another game. It's like, I'm not going to the Chase Center and spending $300 sitting in nosebleeds.
A's. So they dropped Oakland dropped the lawsuit, weird lawsuit against the county like last week. But what else is there in what can come be in the way of a ballpark, Howard Terminal? That's what I tell people, like, man, I think you should, don't get too worried, things can happen. But I don't know who's in the way. Who's in the way? They're going to have the longshoremen come out for a fake news protest led by, Bishop Bob Jackson of Oakland.
Well, who'd you draft in your fantasy draft? Because you got like some Oakland representatives, right?
I do, and I got to meet my council member who I picked, Nikki Bass. I met her before. I talked to her. I don't know, man. Maybe I'll offer a trade because I was like, hey, I'm your constituent now. Oh yeah, you told me that in January. I was like, no, I didn't. I just moved 6 weeks ago.
I just moved here.
Like, and it was that really kind of out of nowhere. I wasn't really planning it, but. And then she's like, oh, yes, yes, interesting, right away, interesting affordable housing projects there. And I was like, see, this is how I think. This is how I read people, right? You could see that was just an innocent thing. But to me, I was like, man, you don't have to fake the funk.
It was like a McPartland thing,
right? We're just talking normal here. Yeah. You don't have to be like, because she's all for the affordable housing. That's her thing, right? For the masses. She's affordable housing lady, right? And so I felt like we're just talking regular here. You don't have to do your regular shtick. You don't have to go into, like, she was a comedian. She's going to start doing all her routine in front of me. Like, we're just talking normally.
We're just talking normally.
You don't have to do your routine shtick here.
Hey, okay? Council member, you can come out of character. It's okay.
Because
it's just Steve Tavares.
Yeah, nobody says to me, nobody has said to me, yes, affordable housing situation, this is very promising, yes. Nobody says that. They're more like, hey, dude, where are you going to park? Well, nobody lives there, so it's not a problem yet.
Wait till it fills up, though, man.
Yeah, but
But you have that swanky parking structure, though, man, that kind of, like, moves your cars around for you. You just park it once, and it got hydraulics. And
yeah, it's scary.
It's a trip, man.
It's not fun. It's not fun. Well, actually, ours is on the floor, so it never goes up.
Oh, you never go up.
And I want to see somebody, like, how long does that take? So what if you had to go to work and you were late for work?
You
have to stand
out
there, and the thing is going.
They probably got an app for that, man. Just boop.
And then you're like, come on. Maybe you jump in before it's on the.
I don't know, man. That's gotta be a, that could be a nightmare in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think it works. There's always people there like fixing it. I think it breaks down all the time, but I have to. I don't get to park. I have to park in the street.
That's all right.
I'm a abused husband.
Wait.
Boyfriend.
Oh, I was gonna say, man, you got something to share? Got something to share?
No, that bruise is from a flu shot.
Oh, I see.
But we got. I don't know if you got anything, but we were talking about the A's here and Larry Reed from Oakland. We'll talk about Oakland a little bit. He's gonna retire. He's an OG. He is the straight up.
He's cool, man.
He watches. He watches like TV Land.
You think?
And he goes, you know what? I'm thinking of getting a new hairdo, and I'm watching the Jeffersons. I think I'm gonna get myself a George Jefferson. I'm bald and it's perfect, and I'm just going to kind of grow out my hair in the back with the bald, and I like the George Jefferson look. I think it's too very 2019.
Hey, man, somebody made a comment that I walk like George Jefferson, so I love the look myself.
That's actually my the theme is my affordable housing motto, moving on up.
Just moving on up.
Affordable housing or any housing, just that's, I don't know. 15 stories. Put it in there.
It sucks that you got to, like, go back to TV Land to watch those shows when you really think about it because, like, the Jeffersons was iconic, man.
It's a good,
like,
show.
What did he call his neighbor?
I can watch it.
What?
I can watch it all
day. I can watch it all day, dude.
And
like,
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son, man, and The Love Boat and Chico and the Man. Like, those TV shows were just, they were the best, dude. And now you got nothing. I mean, in my opinion, you don't have a lot, but I don't watch a lot of TV. But yeah, man, I miss those shows.
Fantasy Island's like coming in a movie or something.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't think there's no Tattoo, though.
Oh, that plane.
I think Tattoo, it's like that one comedian who's like, he's a Latino, and I think he's Mr. Rourke. So
no
I'm
shit.
I'm wondering if the subtext is that's Tattoo's son, and he was
always wondered
size,
that, man.
And now he
becomes...
Yeah, the kids don't know that Fantasy Island, man. That would maybe be on Friday nights after Love Boat.
Yep.
But that thing
Saturdays.
That was kind of deep. There's twisted
that
show,
was deep
man.
Twisted, man. Yeah.
That dude was like a wizard at Mr. Rourke.
He make it all right, man.
I don't know, man. It was kind of like Lost. A little bit.
Kind of, but were you thinking like that one cartoon with all this from a long time ago, The Land of the Lost, with all the space alien people, kind of like
yeah. I do
dinosaurs
that.
And
I do
space
that.
People came together. That, man, those guys smoked some good shit to come up with that stuff, man. I'll tell you that because that was far out. That was all. I was like, yeah, that was the SpongeBob of the 70s and shit. That was crazy.
But we also, we had our big fantasy city council league, and we are now only just now starting to compile points. We don't have any numbers yet. Some people ask me, hey, man, you made a mistake. You forgot to pick a congressman. And I was like, well, I did not lead on that. Yes, maybe it was an oversight. We did not think of it. But at the same token, there's only three. There's either Barbara Lee, Eric Swalwell, or Ro Khanna. So there's only two of us. So it was you pick one, I pick one, and one was going to
was going to be left out, man.
And,
we can't do that.
And on the real, Congress people don't do anything anyway.
Dude, they're embarking on an impeachment, man. Haven't you been paying attention? Like,
they
may have an impeachment before the California primary, man.
I agree, but no.
But almost at this point in time, aren't you just like, screw it, man? The election's coming up. Just leave it alone. It's like asking a yard duty teacher with 1 minute to go if you can borrow a soccer ball. Recess is over, man.
No, this is why I disagree.
I don't get it.
Because you know, let's be real, man. And it's a comeuppance for white males, but they all got to go, and you cannot say that Nancy Pelosi made a mistake. You're like, she's so brilliant. She is brilliant. She's a legend.
She is.
She'll be a legend in American history. But she made a mistake with impeachment when the thought for all the whole time should have been the same what you get like at a local level with censure. Just stick that censure on that guy's ass.
Yeah, that's what you should. That's because what you should have did.
Just that, because you cannot take that sticker off.
Nope.
You cannot. Just slap him with that pizza. So now they got a second. She got a second chance, but she should have done it before. Just
she should have.
It's not about whether he's going to be convicted at all. He will not get convicted. Hey, man, even if they impeach him, he may not even come up for a trial. He may just sit on it like Merrick Garland, right?
Yeah.
They just won't have they won't have the trial. But same token, who cares? Just impeach that guy's ass because, and that's not opinion, but I'm just saying from her. I'm just saying. And then when every article that comes out will be the list. It'll be the list, right, of all the people who've been impeached. There'll be like Clinton, Nixon, who's the other one? Johnson.
Johnson.
From the 1800s.
Yeah.
And Trump. Just pound that away. Pound that away. And just slap it on him. Like my buddy Joel Young at AC Transit. He got censured. And that's on it, man. So
on it.
When he runs again, maybe I should run. Wouldn't that be funny if I ran against him?
Would be funny.
Because nobody paid attention to his race.
No.
With all his baggage, he almost lost to like this bus driver who I don't even think she knows where she's supposed to drive the bus.
You should run, man.
I should run against him.
You should.
Because that's a waste. AC Transit at large.
You better call up your fantasy consultants and see if they might take you up for free on your offer to run, man. You drafted
Chris Gray.
Yeah, you drafted a consultant, man. You might as well give him a buzz.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
See if he's available.
I should run against him.
You should.
Would
you ever run for public office? Would you, like, in all seriousness? Like,
nobody
would you
ever asked. I would.
You would? For what? Like, what would, if Stephen Tavares can paint his own political future, where would you start? Where would you end?
The problem is, I am East Bay, and so I don't have a particular city that I'm connected to, unless there was like a Castro Valley city.
They
but
can
it's
incorporate,
not a city,
man.
Right? But I'll tell you, I've said this many times. If for some reason you find out I moved to Hayward,
Hayward City Council,
watch out. Everybody that wants to move up fast should live in Hayward. You could be the mayor like in a couple years, and you could be the assembly member. Bill Quirk is going to be termed out, maybe even retires. I'm always on the watch. And speaking of Bill Quirk, he's a listener.
He schooled us, man. Just like the assembly member is good at. He said, nope. This is it.
He's our unpaid researcher.
He did it for us. That was pretty funny, man.
Yeah,
I want to make a trade, man. Because didn't you take Quirk or did?
No, he's on there. He's open.
I could probably drop my assembly member and pick up Quirk.
Yeah, because you had Cans and Chew, man.
No, I had Rebecca Bauer Kahn.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I only did that because I figured she might be running a contested race. I'm like, oh, I got a twofer.
Well, she should have. Catherine Baker.
And then I slept on Roman Reed. I could have had Roman Reed in there. I wasn't thinking, man. We didn't even do shots that day. I was like, damn it. I drove away thinking, God damn it. I could have drafted Roman Reed.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that cat was a vicious football player, man.
Yeah, I was. I covered the game when I was at Chabot College.
No way.
Spectator, sports editor. I was at the game.
Are you serious?
It's so weird, and then I'll cover him later. Yeah, and I vividly remember the hit. It seemed like it wasn't a hard hit, but
yeah.
I remember he just kind of like went limp in the air and just hit. It looked weird. It looked different.
Yeah.
And then the ambulance came on the field, and then you know, and then he sued Chabot.
He did. You know, it's funny you say that because remember a guy named Jeff.
He's running for 25th Assembly.
25th Assembly. Remember a guy named Jeff Barbosa? He worked for Senator Figueroa for a while.
No.
He was a reporter with the Daily Review. I pulled up some old papers that I was filing through a long time ago, and he did the interview on. He interviewed me when I was a high school wrestler at Mount Eden, and he interviews me, and I'm like, I remember that name, and I looked, and sure as shit, it was Jeff Barbosa, man. So that's funny how 20 years later you're like, our paths crossed before.
You were a grappler.
I was a grappler.
Yeah, but Roman Reed, one time he met me when he was going to run for something. He was like, Bob Wykowski is terrible at carrying stem cell because he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
Stem cell legislation is terrible. So I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to run against him. And we met at that, what's that, Countryway? That
Country Way over in Fremont?
Fremont.
Yeah, man, that place is good.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for him, and then all of a sudden, he drives up like in a van, and I'm like, uh-huh, okay, hey, man, what's up? Wait a minute. How did he drive him? He's paralyzed. Right? Is that, or is that crazy? I think, and then he left, and he's like waving by. I was like, how is he driving? I wonder what run on Maori. Everybody out of the way. Out of the way.
Well, he has some like technology up in there, right? Like helps him navigate.
I hope. Yeah. I hope, or with hope and a prayer.
Hands, I think.
I don't know. Maybe yeah. It was a prayer or something. But
that's funny, man. Yeah, I didn't even think about that when I met him. I've known him for a while. And you know, it's kind of funny because like, why would you not want to carry some shit like that? Like why would you not want to help? And I'm not speaking ill of anybody. I'm speaking in general because I know this issue has been like at the forefront at a number of different elections, man. It's like, it's a no-brainer to me. Like, man, if you could fix somebody and help them get better with just some stem cell research, why would you not do it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What about the photo op? All these people in, you know, wheelchairs, and you're the guy, you're the state senator who is going to help them walk one day. Maybe get like Roman Reed and one of those like electric, you know, electrical kind of legs that, you know, bzzz, you know, hydraulic,
yeah,
and right? Have them walk, you know, like some kind of like, you know, Marvel
character. Was that Real Steel? He gets up, comes yeah. Beast.
Yeah, so, I mean...
That's a great photo op, though.
But this is what I've been saying, and I said in the podcast, that there is a lot. If you're running against Bob Witkowski, there's a lot of stuff out there that you could attack him on. And that one could be the biggest one. That's like the legitimate one, is that that's why Roman Reed said he... It's not that Bob Witkowski was against the idea. He was, well, not going to say carried the bill. That's the problem. But he's the one who authored the bill. And he didn't carry it. That's what Roman Reed was saying. He repeatedly would not. Roman Reed, man, too bad he's running for assembly. He don't want to get involved. But you quote that guy. You're Melissa Hernandez or Vinnie Bacon and saying basically, you know, what Roman Reed told me on the record, I wrote and written about it. It's like, hey, it was up for a vote and Bob Witkowski was doing nothing to get it over the finish line. He absolutely was doing zero, and I'm calling him, Bob, why aren't you talking to your colleagues and making phone calls and getting on the floor and making deals?
Right.
And this happened three times. I mean, that seems to be a big one.
That's a nugget. It's a single issue.
It's hard to explain that one, maybe, like a lot mailer.
Yeah, you can't explain that in a mailer. I mean, it's enough for certain people that follow the issue really well. You know, if there's like the National Stem Cell Research Association that wants to do a hit on them, I can see that, you know, coming to fruition if that existed. But it's just one of those things. I don't think that's going to be what wins or loses the election. You know, I think in this, if we go back and talk about the races one second, I think at the end of the day, I think the candidate that can speak directly on what the county does and becomes and seems like the most knowledgeable on the county issues is most likely going to be the one that wins. And, you know, as of now, like, who knows?
We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. The other thing I saw, David Halbert, how come he doesn't have a Twitter feed? But aside from that, you know, you Google up his website, and I want you what I don't even know what this means. I feel like I don't understand English right now. Explain, why would you put this like front and center in your campaign website? And even when you Google it, it's what comes up first. Deep sense of pride and respect. David Halbert for supervisor. What does that mean? I mean, does that mean something? Because I'm not a Tri-Valley person. I mean, I grew up in Castro Valley, so that's that borderline. So
borderline,
it's not like,
man.
Yeah,
you don't get it. You don't get the jargon
out
here.
I'll get it more than most.
Because outsider. You're on the border town?
I was the border. You know, Castro Valley is kind of... But deep sense of pride and respect.
Look, man, I was from Hayward. That's even worse. It's even worse.
What does that mean? And why are you going with that? I don't know what that means.
I think you can translate that into please vote for me.
I have a sense of pride. Nope, I have a deep sense of pride. It's so deep. so deep. If you don't know how to swim in pride, you're going to drown. I don't know what is the pride about when he voted against the gay flag.
Maybe pride was is the buzzword.
And then he brought the sash that we talked about.
Maybe that's the buzzword.
Pride and respect. If that's what the issue is, then that makes me think that issue was a big problem for him. But I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, nobody's going to. I mean, I guess you could. That's one for Wachowski to attack and say, hey, man, I'm for LGBT all the way. And look at these guys, man.
Yeah.
They came with a simple, beautiful, simple, simply designed rainbow flag.
Pretty flag.
They can't even put that up. I mean, they said no. I mean, that could be one for Wachowski. That one would fit on a mailer.
That would fit on a mailer.
But I don't know. It's, you know, but it's unclear. Tell me if you're with me on this. But Tri-Valley is probably all the areas of Alameda County. It's the one, and maybe Fremont second. And then when you got the two of them in a district like this that are connected.
Yeah.
I mean, they're most confounding group of voters, electorate. I don't understand exactly where generally they go.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I don't know.
I don't think that the flying the gay flag, the gay pride flag, is going to be the issue that makes or break it. I mean, look, the Tri-Valley is a lot more conservative in their voting practices than the rest of Alameda County. If you look at every tax measure, it always dies in the Tri-Valley, but is resurrected by the votes that counter them in Oakland and Berkeley.
Yep.
But again, man, it brings me back to, like, my grandfather always told me there's nothing common about common sense. What I've learned over the last couple months, man, is that there's no freedom in freedom of speech. Like, you can say something about a group, or the more you piss off Maine America. And look at Colin Kaepernick. He's just in the news, right? He had a whole workout, right? And people hated Colin Kaepernick, but he was exercising his freedom of speech, right? Like, you can't do that. But when you do it, you got to be careful, because if you piss off mainstay America, like what he did, like, do I agree with what he did? No, he should respect his servicemen and women. But at the same time, you have to say, look, he has the freedom to say what the hell he wants and do whatever he wants. That's the beauty of living in America. And even the gun issue, like, you have all these gun folks that are like, oh, you're going to take my gun away. Look, man, that piece of that Second Amendment was written when they didn't have a Taco Bell down the corner or a butcher at your local market. That was there so you can go get your goddamn food. But I can't say that too much, because I don't want the gun people to say, well, you're standing up for. No, you have your right to bear arms. I get it. But do you need, 34 shots to shoot a deer? I hope not, because maybe you should pick another sport.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the more you piss people off in terms of what you say, the less freedom I think that you have. And, like, I don't think Colin deserves not to have the ability to earn money for his family and to earn a decent living just because of what he believes in. Do I agree with it? Hell no.
The other thing is, this is what I don't like, is it seemingly it's okay for Barbara Lee, Oakland City Council, African-American members of City Council, to go and have a moment of silence for the Michigan Congressman John Conyers, who was there for like 50 years.
Yeah.
And why wasn't he there before he died? Because he's sexual harassing everybody. And they need to go have a moment of silence. And Barbara Lee needs to say all this nice stuff. Why isn't anybody speaking out about that? Right?
Right.
I mean, because he's African American, I guess. And I couldn't even find, what's the analogy? What if it was a Dublin City Council and Harvey Weinstein died, and somebody says, I want to have a moment of silence at this meeting for Harvey Weinstein. Wasn't that kind of the same almost?
That's pitch.
Nobody would ever do that.
No one would ever do that.
But John Conyers, no. Serial accused of sexual harassment. We're going to have a moment of silence. I watched them do that in Oakland, and I was like, is somebody going to raise their hand and kind of have some objection? No, they're all scared.
Nope.
Like, oh, we're all for it. John Conyers. Yeah, Bill Cosby. What about Bill Cosby?
Oh, fucking frowns. That's the greatest irony in, like, comedy, right? He remember when he yelled it at Eddie Murphy for being too outrageous and using the F-bomb too many times? And then all of a sudden he gets caught up in this mess where he's poisoning women and forcing himself on them. Like, that is. And then he had the Cosby Show where he's like, oh, I'm a doctor. Everything's great. Theo. Theo. My wife, Camille. I mean, it's like, man, there couldn't be a bigger irony than that. And you know who's laughing is Eddie Murphy. He's like, yeah, you motherfucker.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's back. He's obviously back, needs dude. Money. Like,
yeah, he needs some cash over.
He's like, Beverly Hills Cop 7, I'm on it. Coming to America, let's do it. Can we do another one? Coming to Canada, sequel? Another sequel?
Can we do Boogie in Your Butt too? Put a boogie in your butt. Put a tree in your butt. Put me in your butt. Remember that song you did? Yeah, dude. No. Boogie in Your Butt or something like that, man. Remember he did like two songs, Party All the Time and like Boogie in Your Butt.
That was like a hit.
You can Google that shit.
My girl wants to party all the time. Didn't sound like him, though.
No, the reverb was a motherfucker.
I think something was up. But that's what I'm saying. Like, man.
Crazy.
Come on. Everybody needs to be held accountable. African-American people need to have accountability on their sexual harassers, just like everybody else. I mean, this is, what about, you know, it's like, is that how women are looked at? You can just overlook John Conyers, a great man. Yeah, maybe, but he also is not a great man in 2019.
Yeah, he also has some baggage, right?
And it's the same thing when you got the Indian American community in Fremont. They're all meeting with Ro Khanna, and they have a big old, you know, business round table, and then they take a group photo, and there's like one woman out of like 14. Like, you need to call that stuff out, right?
Right.
It's like, where's your wife? How come she can't come to you with you to this thing? Right? She's got to stay home and cook for you and be your little slave. That's what's going on, everybody. And so this is the core of me is hypocrisy. I do not do it for myself. And if I figure it out, I freak out and I fix it.
Well,
so I don't like it in other people.
Explain to me this, man. We still celebrate Thanksgiving, which is coming up, by the way, right? Based on Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. Like, how can you say you discovered something where people are already here?
That's true.
I mean.
And I agree.
I mean, look, I love turkey, man, but the premise behind it is a little fucked up, thinking that, hey, we all sat around and had turkey and had a good old time. You didn't.
You know, I ascribe to the ancient, I think I've talked to you before, the ancient astronaut theory. So don't come to me that the Ohlone were the first here, because we forgot civilizations of 20,000 years ago. They just don't exist. There was other people here before the Ohlone. There were people saying the Ohlone took their land. We just don't have the records.
We don't have the records, man.
So that's
they need
I'm
to release
saying.
The records. Show the tape. They're somewhere. It's the tablet.
But you bring up Thanksgiving, you make me nervous right now.
Why?
Because I am a good cook. And I have my beliefs in cooking, right? This year, first time ever. I've dreaded this. I've worried about this for many years.
You're going to let your girl cook.
No, I'm going to do Thanksgiving.
You're going to do
it. I'm taking it over.
It's a lot of fucking work, dude.
Well, that's why there's going to be no stories the week of
Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you Thanksgiving. That, dude, you're going to be fucking tired at the end of the day. I've done Thanksgiving several times. When I was married, I do it all the time. And I tell you, man, there was one particular Thursday that I said, I'm going to get everything ready, and I'm going to go play football with these youngsters. So I went and played tackle football in the morning.
Thursday as the Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I played. Turkey I have my turkey and a breen in a bag in the tub,
Yeah.
Everything's ready to go. I got all stuff was cut, so I didn't have to do much. I figured I'd go play a little football. I get home, it's tackle football, first of all. I'm like, oh, we're not playing flag? They're like, no, we're playing tackle. You mean two-hand touch? They're like, no, tackle. I'm like, what, man? I was like 36 at the time. I got nailed a few times. I got home, didn't break any bones, didn't sprain anything, which is already, like, fantastic. I sit down on the fucking couch. I'll never forget this, man, like it was yesterday. And I'm like, here, kid, give me the remote. So I'm watching football. I'm like, I'm going to get up in about 5 minutes and start everything. I make an attempt to get up. I couldn't move. Like, I couldn't move. Everything on my body hurt, and it just shut down. I couldn't lift my leg off the couch, my ass off the couch. I could not get up. So I basically had to, like, yell orders to the family on how to finish Thanksgiving turkey dinner. I'm like, okay, you got to do this. You got to blend this. You got to do that. So I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of work. Just don't play football. Don't play football the morning of, man. Just get a good night's sleep. Have a nice bottle of wine ready for you, and then there you go, man.
Well, it could be worse, because one of my core beliefs is you don't do, like, you make it.
Yeah, you got to make it.
You don't
everything.
Like buy
you don't
things.
Buy box shit.
No, because you make your own stuff. That means I don't care about you.
Exactly.
You bring a cake from Safeway to my party or something. That means you don't care about me. You just didn't even think about it. You just thought you could do a shortcut.
That's my pet peeve.
I'm not going to do it on people.
No. Yeah. People come over. They're like, what do you want me to bring? I don't know. Bring an appetizer. No. And then they come with something like boxed and shit from Safeway. It's like, dude, you couldn't even whip up some guacamole or, you know.
Nobody ever eats those mini.
Those mini sandwiches?
Those mini cupcakes.
No one eats those.
Nobody wants them. They're going to be thrown away. So don't even bring it. Plus, I got my menu. I got my Martha. I love Martha Stewart.
Oh.
I tried to free her.
You did?
When she was in jail. I was going to go down there. You know, I was going to free her. But she's free now. So.
Well, I tell you, man, it's a lot of work, dude.
I'm going straight up. Man, we're going to have some Brussels sprouts with some sausage.
Sausage. Oh, nice.
We're going to have a little Portuguese theme in. I found a
you're not having linguiça.
No, we're having a stuffing recipe that had.
Oh, a little sausage in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
With clam.
Ooh.
Clam and like linguiça, shirisu.
You know, I just so happen not to have my kids this Thanksgiving. Perhaps I can maybe swing over.
Why?
Meet you.
ISIS took them?
ISIS
whatever your kids.
We rotate every other year.
Oh.
And then all my friends are like, hey, you want to come over for Thanksgiving? I'm like, no. I got football on all day. Like, why would I want to leave my house?
Yeah.
I don't have to clean a kitchen. Yeah. No, man. I'm going to have a turkey sandwich, watch football all day, call it a day. Oh, but I'll be thinking of you, though.
That's sad, man.
That's what my buddy said. He goes, that's sad. You really shouldn't be home by yourself on Thanksgiving. Yes, I should.
Because Thanksgiving is the only it's the only pure holiday.
It's pure?
Yeah. Nobody's making money off it except Safeway and Sprouts. And those nobody's making even Easter. They're making you know, what the hell does this bunny rabbit have to do with, or does chicken have to do with Easter, man?
This well, how is do you, a, how do you know this the a holiday turkey? How do you know that? Do you know that
a dude came back from the dead? Well, how does this have to do with candy and eggs? And
a dude came back to the dead. You talking about Jesus?
That's what we're celebrating. You
talking about Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And like so, Thanksgiving is just right. It's just like food, man. You're just eating.
Unless you're a turkey.
And with your family. And I'll leave it this. I was talking about this the other day. The one time with my dad, in Castor Valley, down the street was a convalescent home over there on Stanton. Stanton and Somerset, where we grew up. So by the McDonald's, kind of. There's a convalescent home. My dad gets this idea. We got all these people for Thanksgiving over, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad gets this idea. He's going to go down to the convalescent home. This is old days, man. You couldn't do this today. Hey, you got any old people here that don't have family? He's like, hey, that old lady over there. Take her.
Take her.
You know, my cousins are down. You know, we're just probably 10 years old.
Robbing the elderly?
And we stop. We're going to go out and play in the front. Maybe we're going to throw football or something. And we put, what is this lady? There's an old lady here by the sitting in the couch. Who's this old lady? I don't know. Let's go inside. And, he just grabbed an old lady.
Are you serious, dude? That's pretty fucking funny.
I mean, it's nice. That's nice.
That's a nice thing to do, man. But, like, Dad's a nice guy.
He just grabbed this old lady, and we were like, who's this old lady?
Are you going to your girl's house, or is her family coming to your house? Or are you going to your parents?
No, my girl, I live in my girl's house.
Oh, that took a lot to spit out, man.
No,
that
coming.
Means like, oh, she's listening.
I was thinking of getting a regular turkey and then get a Cornish hen and then pull like a joke. I'm like, hey, here's a turkey, a little tiny turkey, a little hen.
Oh, my God, it shrank. Must have went swimming.
Everybody starts going on their phone and getting the DoorDash app.
Oh, no,
I guess we're going to Boston Market.
Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, you too. And to all in the East Bay. Insiders, inside your turkey. East Bay insiders, happy Thanksgiving.